Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today, you guys are in for a special treat. I have the opportunity of having a good friend of mine, Corey Thomas from Sixth Division with us. So, Corey, welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
I am so excited. You guys are going to be at our Funnel Hacking Live event. This actually is going to air right after Funnel Hacking Live. So for those of you who had the opportunity of meeting with Sixth Division and with Corey, this is going to be kind of a recap. For those of you who didn't, I want to make sure you guys definitely reach out to these guys. I've known Brad for a long time now, and I'm just kind of getting to know Corey a little bit better. But the cool thing for me is you guys are just like masters at really understanding how funnels work and how automation works. That's really why I wanted you guys on to really kind of talk about all the experience that you've had. I know you've worked on some major campaigns, you know, everything from Michael Gerber's to Tony Robbins, Dave Ramsey. So if you don't mind, Corey, let's kind of just dive right in and tell us a little bit about some of your experience and what you found as far as working on some of these huge campaigns and really what works as far as working with funnels.
Yeah, man, where to start? I think that one of the big things is whether you're a mom and pop shop, you're a solopreneur, all the way up to, you know, those bigger guys, the Michael Gerbers, the Dave Ramseys. I think everybody thinks that everybody else has it figured out and that there's some like, you know, magic bullet out there that they need to go and figure out. And, you know, the truth is that the answer is by, you know, trying things and failing and making it better. So, you know, whether that's, you know, it's just you and you're sitting at a Starbucks and you're launching your first funnel. Or whether that's, you know, you're Dave Ramsey and you're doing entre leadership, you know, it's all about getting stuff out there and trying it and tracking it and seeing how well it works and learning from your own experiences and ideally learning from the experiences of others. So you can kind of shortcut that process a little bit. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot to funnels. It's so much easier now than it used to be to make a great converting funnel and be able to track it and get, you know, all the data you need. But, it all comes down to getting out there and putting stuff out there and contributing value and, you know, getting some feedback and iterating on it.
Oh, I love that. You know, Corey, one of the things I was talking to Brad about, last time I was with him over at Genius Network, he did a presentation there really about helping people understand the metrics, because at times people really get kind of confused as far as going through all the craziness behind it. And I think one of the things I learned from him that I thought was so important was the importance of really understanding your audience and and really diving in to help them to really kind of pick out what they want most and then deliver like crazy. So if you don't mind, take a few minutes, if you could, and talk about some of the stuff that you guys are really looking at measuring and what matters most when you're trying to really create a funnel that just works in any industry at all.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's, you know, you have some people who are the analytics people, right? Who they, you know, they just see the exact steps that somebody else is doing and maybe what the conversion percentage is. And they set up the KPIs and the dashboard and tracking and, you know, and all of a sudden it doesn't convert very well for them. And they're like, what's going on? And the other side of that is you have the experience side, you know, and that's a lot of what we help people focus on, which is, and when I say experience, I don't just mean what happens, but how does somebody feel about what's happening? You know, the experience when you go to Disney isn't just, you know, the parking lot and into the ticket station, into the park, onto your first ride, not like onto lunch, right? It's the experience is more than the itinerary, right? The steps that you're going through. The experience is, you know, how do you feel about what's happening? What's happening inside? So it's balancing that thing of like, yeah, we want to be data driven, right? We want to report on things. We want to make sure that we're creating an experience for people, because ultimately, you know, a really good experience can cover a multitude of sins. And, you know, when it comes to tracking, people just don't know what to do. And, you know, a lot of times if you just focus on the experience, you know, it'll get you pretty far. But, you know, once you start tracking, a lot of it is there's some really basic stuff that, you know, that I say basic, but, you know, probably the majority of people don't do them. And so we kind of break it down and, you know, status of tracking, you know, where is somebody at a given time? Think of that as like the GPS in a particular campaign. Where is this person right now in this process? You know, and being able to know that about anybody at any given time. You know, the next one being kind of history, which is where have they been? you know, like what stations did they visit, what campaigns have they been through, what emails have they clicked on, being able to kind of aggregate all that, you know, purchases and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, those are the two, you know, main buckets. And obviously you have kind of the categories under history, but then collecting, you know, other types of profile data like demographics and psychographics is another. And but yeah, so I mean, there's a lot to track, and using that data is great. But, you know, think about the experience and what's happening for people and how they feel about it. And because ultimately, you know, you can have the same process as Disney, but, you know, if the experience isn't the same, that's what sets them apart, right? So you're gonna struggle.
Oh man, I love that. I think one of the main things we've really tried to focus a lot on is that experience. And that experience obviously can be done inside the funnel, but it's also part of what you stand for, and it's how you actually communicate that to your prospects, your customers. And I know with you guys at Sixth Division, you guys have such an amazing experience. Every time I'm around you guys, at any time anyone speaks, I mean, everyone always has just rave reviews about working with you guys. It's just so awesome because you guys care so much about having people get results. And I know a lot of platforms, people are out there just, you know, selling a high-end platform and it gets confusing for them and they don't know how to do it. And you guys have been able to kind of come in and take care of that. I know for a lot of the other stuff in the past, I know you guys have done a lot you guys kind of started off as, you know, starting over at Infusionsoft and then really helping people actually implement that. And I think the coolest thing right now, as I'm looking at what you guys are doing, is being able to help people really from a funnel standpoint, not only understand their funnel, but most importantly, help increase the user's experience inside of that funnel so it converts better. And you guys are all about it. Fortunately, you guys measure a lot of the stuff on the back end that most of us as entrepreneurs really don't want to have to mess with. And right. you guys do such an awesome job about that. It was, I actually was at the Genius Network, and Cameron Harrell, good friend of mine, who's sitting there said, you know what, the only time people would ever use Infusionsoft is if they use Sixth Division, because that's the only way, because you guys actually made it work. And we've got a fun little plug. We're at Funnel Hacking Live. Our Confusionsoft comic book is going to be coming out, and people are going to love it. But I think the part I'm most excited about for you is helping those people who, you know, we've got a lot of people who started off on Infusionsoft and come over to ClickFunnels. As they're using ClickFunnels, it's one of the things that we get questions all the time. Gosh, you know, do I still need to use Infusionsoft? And by the time this thing airs, we're going to have so many cool, amazing things. The answer is an absolute simple no. But I think the part, so now that it's a no, what I'm really excited about working with you guys on is helping people who have content and data over there to help bring it over to ClickFunnels very, very easily and simply. So with that said, I know we were talking before we kind of got going. You guys have a real cool 7-step system. If you don't mind, can you kind of talk a little bit about that and how that works?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the things that we've kind of gathered from the experience is we have, you know, a lot of training and stuff that we offer. And obviously we do, you know, coaching and implementation as well. So we do kind of coaching on the experience side, as well as implementation for going and, you know, getting that experience actually, you know, up and running. And so recently we kind of put out just kind of an ebook actually, just to kind of get some feedback on it. But you know, what we call in kind of the 7 steps to creating, right, that killer funnel that will work in any industry. You know, and it's really not probably what most people are thinking when, you know, they think of like the 7 steps that they, you know, need to take. But you know, it's about things like understanding your user, right? And, you know, a user in this case being the person that's going to be going through that funnel. And a funnel could be a prospect, a lead, a customer, an employee. You know, I think people kind of have a narrow vision of funnels and marketing automation. You know, they think of only marketing, maybe some sales stuff, and they only think of automation. But you're leaving out all the manual stuff that happens, and you're leaving out things like product fulfillment. You're leaving out things like finances, and internal stuff like hiring and onboarding employees. And, you know, that's where people really start seeing the power of the technology, when you can really leverage it, and not just, you know, hey, I'm going to collect leads and get them to pay me some money and, you know, move on. But when you kind of start viewing automation and you know, these platforms as a way to run your business and, you know, so a lot of this is structured around the funnel being, you know, understanding who your user is. Is it, you know, a prospect? Is it a lead? Is it, you know, a business owner, an employee? And then once you understand it, you know, speaking the language that they speak in, you know, we have a really bad habit of, you know, using the language that we're familiar with, right, within whatever company or within, you know, your product. But that's not how your leads are talking. They don't use your product name when they're in conversation. And so really understanding that and kind of going through, you know, from understanding a user to making it very clear, you know, what the steps are they need to take, call that lighting the aisle. You know, if you think of an aero, you know, when you're on an airplane, like that aisle or a movie theater, it's dark, but those aisles are lit up. And people need to, you know, be really intentional about doing the same thing for, you know, your users when they're going through a funnel. So they understand, you know, they can veer from the track, but they need to know what it is that you're, you know, leading them towards. And then tracking that whole process, right? So how far did they get on that path, right? Did they fall out at row four at you know, aisle six? You know, oh, apparently there's some, you know, really noisy person over, you know, if you're in a movie theater, there's this noisy person at this row. And so that's breaking the experience, you know. That's where, you know, data is just, you know, is critical. And a lot of times we have people that come to us, or they'll come to me and they'll say, you know, well, what do you think I should do? And I always remind them, like, look, I can take a guess, and it's going to be an educated guess based on a lot of data, but it's still a guess because we don't have any data for your business, for your leads and customers that tell us what to do. So we're going to take an educated guess and we're going to track it so we can see, you know, what we can do to improve it. You know, and I think if people really understood that everything is an educated guess until you have data, they would kind of they would do things a little differently.
I love that. No, I think that's awesome. We're actually literally just before I got on to start recording this, I'm working with our team here. We've got Ryan Montgomery, one of our CTOs here in town. And just before a Funnel Hacking Live event, we've got Todd on the other line. And just trying to get us, we've got some amazing stats that we're going to be rolling out here at Funnel Hacking Live. And I think the key is making sure people understand them, and not to get bogged down in the stats, but realize that if you use those stats to help enhance the user's experience, kind of like what you were just referring to, as far as all of a sudden I got a whole bunch of noise over here on row six, some guys, you know, making a ton of noise. You got to understand what that is, so you can use that and to your, obviously help improve your conversions and everything else. One of the things I want to make sure people get here, and I'm going to mention this right now and also at the end of the podcast, and that is Corey's put together a super cool opportunity for you guys. It's called the 7-Step System for Creating Killer Funnels That Work in any Industry. And I want you guys to sign up for this. It's free. Basically, it's at sixthdivision.com/7-step-system. And I'll put that in the show notes. But the reason I want you guys to pay attention to it, one is, Corey, I'm actually going through that as we're sitting here talking. So you're going to get access to the report. But the part I love most of all is the very next page. And again, I hope you guys are using this in your own business, is obviously they use ClickFunnels. And the very first thing you're going to land on is basically an order form for an upsell. And I want to make sure you guys, only because I know the content core that you guys produce, and it's their blueprint library. It's $47. Guys, I highly recommend that you get it. It's one of those things you're going to find, just because, I've known Brad a long, long time, and Corey as well. These guys are here to stay. They've been around a long time. But most importantly, they work with some of the biggest players in the industry and really help them get the best and to get the conversions that they need in their businesses. So again, highly recommend you guys go to sixdivision.com/7-step-system with hyphens there. And again, it'll be in the show notes. But that's free. I want to make sure you guys get the blueprint library. That's the most important part. So pay the $47. Again, it's an order form bump. It's on a ClickFunnels page. Pay attention to it as you're going through it. It's a great funnel. I love what you guys have done there. So that's really super cool.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Yeah. You know, and we offer a lot of templates. And one of the reasons we do that is, you know, I think a lot of people shy away from templates because they think, well, then it's going to be just like, you know, everybody else's. But again, that's not the point, right? The point is the experience, and it can be the same process and feel completely different. And so these templates allow you to kind of get the, you know, the nuts and bolts, the, you know, the steps and process stuff out of the way, so you can really focus on the experience that you're creating for somebody. You know, and these templates are obviously ones that we've created over, you know, all the years of working with all these clients, and you know, and they work and they convert, and these are great templates. But the reason we do it is because we don't want that to be the barrier, for people, right? We want people to be able to create an amazing experience. And, you know, we believe that people have incredible stories and incredible companies and incredible things to offer. And the nuts and bolts, it's a shame when that kind of holds people up. So, you know, making templates, easy for people is a way that we can help people get out of the, you know, the minutia, so to speak, and start getting into what matters and that experience and what we call a client journey, right? How does somebody go from awareness all the way to a raving fan and creating a really great experience around that?
Oh, I love that. You know, we were just spending a lot of time here recently just talking about the importance of experience. I know McDonald's actually, it's so funny. You see this in so many different businesses, online and offline, but especially offline. If you mentioned as far as Disneyland, everything is strategically done the way in which they actually, from as you made mention, from as far as soon as you hit the parking lot to as soon as you go to the ticket gate, as you enter into the park, and the different experiences, things you walk through. Same thing happens as far as the user experience in different stores. And I think if you pay attention to the way things are being done offline and then take that online, there's such a huge crossover. It's crazy. I was talking with Russell the other day about Russell loves supplements. He spends a whole bunch of time buying supplements. And one of his favorite things to do is walk into, you know, a GNC because he loves the supplements, but he hates the experience when he gets in there because he gets bombarded by these, you know, salespeople saying, hey, what do you want? What do you need next? And he's like, listen, I just want to shop. And we were talking about it the other day saying, you know what, if all of a sudden you walked into GNC and they gave you a protein bar and said, hey, this is somewhere to, you know, taste this or use this. And, you know, as you're shopping around, look at different stuff. It totally changes the user experience in the store. And so I think it's important as you guys, and Corey, you guys are just the master at helping really craft that experience through the entire funnel. But I hope people, as you guys are listening to this, you're thinking the same different things as far as understand what is the experience that I can go through or I can take my prospects through inside of ClickFunnels through that whole funnel experience. Help them fall in love with you. What is the message that you're giving? What's the culture that you're creating? What is that experience that you want? So as soon as they get done, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to consume the product, but most importantly, tell everyone else about it as well. So again, I hats off to you guys and the way you guys have crafted your experience as well. I'm super, super excited about it.
That's a great point, Dave. You know, I think a lot of people confuse the principle with the medium, you know, and they think, well, I'm not GNC, right? I don't have a physical store. Like, yeah, but that you're confusing the medium with the principle, right? An example you gave of, you know, the protein bar, you know, as you walk in the door, like, well, I don't, you know, have people coming up and food, like that's just how they're doing the thing, right? But the actual thing is they're inviting somebody in to become, you know, part of their brand right away. It's a free experience, you know, and it's giving them literally a literal taste of what they can expect from you. You know what I mean? And like, that's the principle. And so the question is, okay, now how do I replicate that right into whatever mediums I have available to myself? Whether you're online, look at offline. There's some amazing things that are happening offline where there are principles you can take and apply online. And same if you are, you know, if you're brick and mortar, like learn from these online marketers, right? Get the principles that they're putting into place and, you know, and start doing that, you know, in your storefront.
I totally, totally agree with you. There's nothing excites me more than going back and forth between online and offline because it's such a wall for so many people to think, oh my gosh, online is a completely different experience. I'm like, it has to be the same experience. It's the principle. It's how are you using it? You know, we were working with a chiropractor here in town a while back, and his whole thing, they have a restaurant here called Costa Vida. It's basically you walk in, it's kind of a Mexican, Tex-Mex type of thing where you get burrito or taco or whatever else you want. And at the end of it, they basically have a fishbowl where you can, you know, toss your business card in and they'll have a free drawing, you know, once a week for, we'll bring Costa Vida lunch to your office, basically is what it is. But it gives the chiropractor the opportunity of having a conversation with the business owner and basically saying, hey, you know what, we'll bring that lunch in. And in bringing that lunch in, well, you want to be able to have a few minutes to kind of talk about, you know, our services to your staff or provide, you know, a free massage or something like that. And so we're sitting there, how do you take that same experience and put that online? Well, you could do the exact same thing as far as through an opt-in form or something else to where they're coming in, they can put their email address in for a free lunch. And again, in a local, when you're a local physical business, you can just dominate online as far as lead gen, is so inexpensive online in a local marketplace if you're using Facebook ads, driving traffic to it. And you then can then go right, take that lead offline super, super fast. So I think it's just, and again, you guys do such a great job about this. And I hope that, I really encourage you guys who are listening to take a look at their 7-step system. Again, it's free. You get it at sixdivision.com/7-step-system. And what you're going to get is not only their 7-step system, but most importantly, get those blueprints. That's, you guys have just had such huge experience with very large players, whether it's Tony, who's a good friend of ours, who's going to be speaking at Funnel Hacking Live, or if it's Mike Gerber or Dave Ramsey or any other ones I know you personally have worked on. But as we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, what other comments or things would you like to share with everyone, Corey?
You know, I think that there's a, you know, one of the things that you talked about when we're talking about the online offline thing, right? And that is knowing your numbers makes such a big difference, right, in that experience. So when you know how much a customer is worth to you, right, in the chiropractor example, right, like when you know how much a customer is worth for you, you know how much you can spend to acquire the person, right? And, you know, Ryan Dice says it all the time, right? Whoever can spend the most money, you know, is going to win. And, you know, so having that data, right? And that's balance of experience and data, right? Where we can create an experience and we can, you know, use that data to help us refine and create that. So if I know that a customer is worth $5,000 to me, am I really that hung up if it cost me $500 to get that customer? No, like I do that all day. That's a 10x return, you know, but you might be thinking, oh, $500, right? Like it's a lot of money to spend, but it's not when I know I'm going to get 5,000. And that's that data, right? Being able to help enable that experience. You know, maybe I'm spending $20 and it's getting competitive and I look and I see I'm making, you know, 200. Well, great. How can I make the experience even better for that person? Because I'm willing to spend more money on that experience to get them to convert. So it is such a balance where some people, all they think about is, you know, what's the experience? Some people are just, you know, data driven. And really, like, you can't have success without both of them kind of feeding off of each other.
I love that. I know Ryan actually got that from Dan Kennedy. He's a huge direct response marketer. And again, it goes back to the old days when we used to talk about RFMS, as far as, you know, recency, frequency, monetization. And really, if you guys could, we talk a lot in and all the stuff we're teaching and working with as far as the importance of a break-even funnel on that front end. Because if you have a break-even funnel on the front end, it really comes back to, you know, whoever can spend the most to acquire the customer will always win. And if you can spend more than your competition, you literally can hire your competition to send you leads. And I think when you know your numbers like you guys do, that's just such a magical opportunity where you literally can go to your competitors and say, hey, you know what? I actually will pay for your leads, or I'll pay for your dead file, or I'll pay for, and your competition just can't figure out why in the world you'd be willing to do that. And it's because you understand what your back end is. You understand what your lifetime value is. So again, I love that concept. That's awesome.
Yeah, business is a lot more fun, right? When you know, when it becomes more of a game and you know, I can put X over here and get Y over here. And, you know, what's the best way to go do this? And, you know, when you know how to spend money to make money, it becomes a lot more fun.
Oh, I love that. Love that. Well, again, Corey, thank you so much. I'm so excited to see you guys next week. This is going to air right after Funnel Hacking Live. So those who did get the chance to meet you will have the opportunity of getting in contact with you again. Also, again, if you guys want to head over to Sixth Division, and Sixth is always spelled out. It's S-I-X-T-H, division.com/7-step-system. Go ahead and sign up for that. But follow, I love your guys' funnel on that. It's just awesome. It's a very, very cool funnel. The third page of the funnel is, I'm not going to tell you guys, you got to go through and actually buy it and get to that third page. The third page of the funnel is something I hope you guys who are listening really implement in your business as far as how to take a person to that next step. So that's your cliffhanger there. And I highly recommend that you guys go through that. If nothing else, funnel hack their funnel on this, because it's a great, great way of helping to build that conversation with your customers. So Corey, again, thank you so much. Any last parting words?
This is airing after, you know, funnel hacking. So my last words would be, you know, don't be afraid to fail. Take all the things that you learned at that event, you know, and that you've been learning, and like get out there and start trying stuff and tracking it, and, you know, try to make the experience great for your customers. And, you know, you'll be glad you did. So
That's awesome. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to do that, Corey?
They can obviously go to our website at sixthdivision.com. They will get some follow-up from me as well if they go in for that that seven-step system. So,
sounds fantastic. Well, Corey, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you next week, bud.
Awesome. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.